Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Take Isaac.
Today's first reading, depicting the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, is a remarkable foreshadowing of the work of God as described by St. Paul in today's second reading, where we hear, God did not spare his own son. Finally, we stand in the reflection of the bright light of today's Transfiguration Gospel, revealing the promise of resurrection. However, the eyes of my heart invite you to zoom in with me on the frightening journey of Abraham with God and Isaac. We know the backstory of God's graciousness in allowing this 100-year-old man and his 90-year-old wife, Sarah, to birth a long-awaited son, Isaac. And yes, we rejoice with the promises promised. But now, God puts Abraham to the test, and we are drawn into his anguish. Human and child sacrifices were not out of the ordinary in Abraham's world, nor, if we are honest, are they in our world today. Those other gods feared and worshipped in ancient times were called by particular names, like Baal. And we admit we have our own names for such false gods in the present times that threaten the lives of our children, the economically poor, immigrants, and those of different races, colors, or creeds. We now better understand the plagues and traumas of the past as we deal with these viruses and natural disasters in the present. So surely we identify with the emotions, questions, doubts, and fears in Abraham's heart. Yet do we dare write our own story between the lines of this text? We too believe in God, who is ever present in our lives, yet not always understood, and in the promises we've been given. So we struggle and we ponder. We believe in and try to trust in God's love and relationship with each one of us. We try not to doubt, yet continue to pray for renewed faith. We wonder what Abraham's conversation was like with God. Was it an honest dialogue? And how did Abraham find the faith to continue to that altar of sacrifice? In our times and in this season of Lent, how can we deal with the suffering, the sacrifices, and the losses? We have and believe in the rest of our story of faith. We believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, in his promise of resurrection and new life. But how do we cope and continue on the journey when these losses and deaths hurt so much? I believe the answer is, as it was with Abraham, in our relationship with God. To bring our hearts home, I read now a poem prayer found in the appendix of Edward Farrell's book entitled Disciples and Other Strangers. Farrell said about these poem prayers that they were written by friends in response to his words. He considered them gifts, something of their spirit with him. This poem prayer is entitled, Everyone Has His Own Isaac. I want Abram for my friend, said God. I would make him a people great, more than sea sands, a people and a new land and a blessing. I will give him Isaac, said God. And Abram, looking up, looked back. I will build altars in the land you gave me, friend, an altar at Shechem, an altar at Valley of Clear Seeing. Move on. An altar east of Bethel, west of Ai. So Abram built the altar. And Abram moved his tent by Mamre at Hebron, built an altar to the Lord. Then God took Abram out of doors. My childless friend, said God, look up at the countless stars. And God said, Abram, I am going to pluck a son from you, a son to give you sons. You'll have more sons than stars, said God, before we're through. So Abram put his faith in God, and it was reckoned virtue. But God left Abram waiting, gave him time almost to count the stars. But one day God called Abram, remembering the stars, and said, Abram, you shall have a new name. And God called him Father of Many Nations. God, taunting, called him Abraham. And friends have covenants, said God, and we will have one too. He said, I am your God, and you are my own Abraham. The sign is in your flesh. Later, God thought, I cannot leave him counting stars forever. Already, Sarah laughs at me. It is time. It is time I gave him Isaac, said God. And Abraham became the father of a son, of Isaac. 100 years of unspent fatherhood he poured all out on Isaac. And laughing, Sarah's breasts grew warm and full. Themselves they gave to Isaac. There was no more counting stars for God's poor friend. He had the seed for all the flowers of earth. God had given Abraham his Isaac. And God watched Abraham with love. Watched him as he played with sheep and land, and later on he spoke. I am the pack rat, God, said God. And now, Abraham, I want Isaac. But we are friends, and you gave Isaac, Abram said. I know we are, said God, but I want Isaac. Till Abram cried, the stars so countless and the many sands, and would you take my only one son, Isaac? And God would only answer back, I want Isaac. And Abraham, because he was a friend of God's, said God, take Isaac.